The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. In the wicked winter weather of 1956, a former Royal Navy officer, 47-year-old Lieutenant Commander Frank Williams, was the Manx National Trust warden on the Calf of Man, and he and his wife were its only all-year-round residents. He had been appointed only 2 months earlier, and it was his responsibility to maintain the calf as a bird sanctuary, and like his predecessors, he was also expected to run its 150-acre farm and live in the farmhouse built in 1878. When the job of warden was first offered in 1939, it was described as the loneliest job in the British Isles, and there were 900 applicants for it, and those appointed became known to the newspapers as the Kings of the Calf of Man. Commander Williams and his wife were obviously aware that she was expecting when they first moved out there. The idea was that when her time came, she would be taken off by sea without any trouble. But they reckoned without the Manx winter weather, and they didn't expect to make a little Manx history when the big day came on Tuesday, November the 30th, 1956. They had been in their farmhouse throughout a night in which fierce winds battered the building without cease. Fortunately, it was well known that Mrs. Williams might need help getting off the calf. And at first light, the lighthouse keepers on the Chicken Rock sighted a prearranged signal calling for help. Distress flares were fired and Port Erin and Port St. Mary lifeboats were put on standby. But not even they could have a hope of getting through the seething seas around the calf. A rescue mission was immediately launched by contacting the RAF station at Jerby. At the Fleet Air Arm Station at Eglinton in Northern Ireland, a Dragonfly helicopter was airborne within minutes, and a two-man Royal Navy crew, which flew into Ronaldsway Airport, where it picked up an RAF doctor from Jerby. Also on the tarmac was an ambulance from Nobles Hospital with a midwife called Nurse Heath. The helicopter immediately took her through the stormy weather to the calf, where it landed only yards from the farmhouse and dropped off the RAF doctor. Within minutes, Mrs. Williams was helped on board for her flight to safety. She was landed at Ronaldsway, where an Isle of Man Examiner reporter, no, not me, was able to report that she was quite unperturbed by events, and after she stepped onto the tarmac, unaided, she gave the helicopter pilot a friendly nod and walked, still unaided, to the waiting ambulance. She was taken straight to Douglas, and within hours, her baby was born at the Jane Crookall Maternity Home. Her beautiful baby girl weighed in at 7 pounds. Not long afterwards, I don't know exactly how long, I'm afraid, the weather began to relent and ease up, and soon she was able to return to the calf, by lifeboat, I would imagine, and join her husband at their farmhouse, where they resumed their happy domestic life. It was now all over, but there is something of a postscript. When the situation had been critical, Commander Williams painted the word baby in big white letters on an outside wall of the farmhouse where it might be seen by passing vessels. I am assured that when you go to the calf now, you can still make out the remains of this 65 years later. Meanwhile, I don't know what the baby was named at her christening and what became of her in later life. I would very much like to know.